Dan Buettner is the founder of Quest Network, which has created more than a dozen online interactive global expeditions. His team's work led to a 2005 National Geographic cover story called Secrets of Living Longer, which was a finalist that year for the National Magazine Award. In the second part of our interview with the author of The Blue Zone, Lessons for Living Longer from the People Who Lived the Longest, WMNF asked Buettner about some Seventh-day Adventists in Southern California who say that eating nuts is one key to their living longer.
We know that people who eat nuts 3 to 4 times a week, about 2 ounces at a time, are living 2 to 3 years longer than people who don't eat nuts. And that sounds like an absurd assertion, but actually that's a result of a huge epidemiology study that followed 30,000 people. And they don't know if there's something magical in nuts that, you know, we know nuts are really good foods for lowering inflammation and they have omega-3 fatty acids, or if because they're eating nuts, they're therefore not eating, you know, chips. But we do know that a pretty solid blanket recommendation for people is, you know, keep a can of nuts around your home or your office, and when you get a little hungry mid-afternoon, eat those. And you're stacking the deck in your favor. The Adventists, though, in general, they've also been studied by the National Institutes on Health, or a study funded by them. They live on average about a decade longer than the rest of us. And they do so, I don't think, not so much because they're following a strict diet, but because they belong to a community where these behaviors come naturally, which is really important. It's, you know, who you hang out, which I think is the key here. They get their diet directly from the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, 24 hours every week. They put all of their stress and busyness on hold and focus on their families and their gods and being outside. They call it Sabbath. These seem like simple, trite things, but over months and years, they have a profound impact on not only quantity, but quality of life.
Another interesting statistic that you have in the book is about sleep. And I know that a lot of type A personalities, you know, thrive on sometimes not getting a lot of sleep or even boasting about that. I know that young people, teenagers certainly, seem to require a lot of sleep and usually get it if they can.
Yeah.
And then I think in your book you also mentioned, though, that those towards the end of their life, sleep then again becomes a really important aspect of their life as well in terms of increasing the life expectancy process.
In the blue zones around the world, most people go to bed soon after sunset and they wake up just before sunrise, so they follow the sun. But the big studies that show that the people who live the longest tend to sleep 7 hours. And so that's probably a good target to aim for. Adolescents need more sleep. Seniors sometimes find it hard to get that much sleep. But for most of your life, 7 hours is a good target to aim for.
Dan, what else about this book would you like to tell our listeners that you got out of it through your experiences that you'd like to impart upon the listeners?
Yeah. The big thing is this Power 9 is creating an environment where longevity, favoring behaviors come naturally. I think you can take 2 hours and set up your home and your social life and your work life so that you stack the deck in favor for longevity. The average American could live 10 to 12 good years if they optimize their lifestyle and slow down the aging process in the process. And it doesn't cost money, and it doesn't take that much effort. It's just paying attention to the right things. And I think these blue zones around the world tell us what those right things are.